Sometimes we learn life's lessons in the most unusual ways and at the most unusual time. Today's article tells of just one such time. I call it Life Lessons from a Dead Skunk. The drive from my house to work was a beautiful drive. Every day I got to drive through a couple of miles in a state park, and year-round it was beautiful. In the winter, the snow can hang onto the tree limbs that outline the road. In the spring, the new growth was amazing. In the fall, the changing of the colors is a sight to see. I love it. It was beautiful until something happened to ruin it. Well, at least a part of it. Someone accidentally ran over a skunk. I know it was an accident because no one would do such a crazy thing on purpose. For the next few days, when I drove down that beautiful road, there was a section of the drive that stunk. I've seen policemen pull over and remove the bodies of dead animals from the highways, but no one removed the dead skunk. I'm reminded of several truths from this incident. Truth number one, a mess is a mess, even when it is an accident. Many people excuse every terrible thing they do with, "I didn't mean to." Children often think an apology is all it takes to make everything okay. I sometimes appreciate an apology, but a stink is still a stink. Do not focus on the word sometimes in the last sentence. A true apology is always appreciated. But there are people who apologize, but never try to fix anything. That is not a real apology. Lesson number two. Sometimes things happen in life that you can't fix. No one wanted to clean up the mess, so we have to just wait until it goes away on its own. David asked for forgiveness from his sin. God forgave him, but the sword never departed from his house. Jacob wrestled with an angel till the angel touched him in the hip, and for the rest of his life, he limped. Even with forgiveness, there are often consequences. Lesson number three, the smell will eventually go away. Right now, it may seem like you will never get past your problem. Don't be impatient. This too will pass. I love the fellow who was asked what his favorite Bible verse was, and he quoted, "It came to pass." Whatever your heart spot is, it will come to pass. It always does. The phrase, "it came to pass," is found 453 times in the King James Bible. In your life, this skunk too will pass. I'm Lonnie Davis. Our heart word for today is Psalms 118, verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Here's a little note on this. Even on those days where you find a dead skunk in the road, God made that day. And whatever trouble comes, it too will pass.